What happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt?
Well, Martin and Carissa went out once and never again. And Martin got a hold of us, said, "Hey, can you find out what happened? Because I haven't been able to get her to call me back." So we'll start with Martin today. How you doing, Martin?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
So you and Carissa, you went out just the one time. Tell us about the date and how do you think it went?
Yeah, well, first of all, Carissa and I went out, went over to P.F. Chang's. We had a really nice dinner. There was a really good connection between us. I found Carissa absolutely intoxicating. She's completely gorgeous, very outgoing, and just from the one date, I could tell she was someone that I really wanted to get to know more.
Okay.
She definitely has a business side to her and a fun side, and I think when you can balance that, that is just incredibly sexy. And unfortunately, that really hasn't been the case. Since we hugged, every call and every text I've sent never gets replied to. I was definitely into her. I left that night really thinking that it was great, that she totally dug me, that we'd be meeting up again soon. I don't think I was way off in thinking that.
Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning, guys.
Well, so Carissa, Martin was smitten, to
yes,
say the least. He used the word intoxicating.
Wow.
Said you're absolutely gorgeous, and just thought you guys hit it off. You were business and beautiful and had the perfect mixture. I mean, he really built you up, and so he's a little perplexed, and at least at this point, so are we, as to why he hasn't heard back from you. So what gives? What happened, at least as you remember it?
Well, I mean, the date started out really fun. I mean, I was enjoying being with him. It wasn't bad to begin with. But, I mean, let me just tell you why. About after 30 minutes, I was ready to leave the date.
After a half hour? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Why? What was going on?
I don't know. Well, we went to P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
And he was there. We met up there, and he was looking very good. He's a good-looking guy, you know. Yeah. And he sees me, and he walks over, and he gives me a really nice hug. And off the bat, you know, I'm liking this. Like I said, it started off strong.
Mm-hmm.
But then he turns. You know how P.F. Chang's has those giant horses? He turns to one of those statues out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in some weird voice goes, "This horse is huge. I've never seen bigger."
What?
And I was just like smiling and gave like a nervous giggle, like you kind of just did, because I was honestly confused. And then he sees me, he's like, "That's my trump, huge." I was like, "Oh my God."
No. Okay.
Yeah. I gave him like a courtesy laugh, but I in my head I was already thinking, okay, what the hell is this guy all about? Maybe he's nervous. Maybe it's like some kind of icebreaker or something. It was definitely weird, though. This was not like a normal thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And the impression, if I can call it that, didn't end with just that reference. Like, he did it all night long. He kept bringing it out, and it kept getting weirder and weirder. Like, we ordered drinks, and he said he was going to go to the bathroom and wash his hands, and of course throws in something like, "These hands, there are no problems with my size and these hands." I'm like, oh my God. Is this guy for real? And then he, like, winks at me.
He
a weird wink after that, and then just leaves to go to the bathroom. And it just creeped me out. And then he's like, oh my God. And he said something like, "Sorry it took so long. I had to take a leak."
What? What? What?
Yeah. He's like, "Get it? Leak?" Like, the leak.
No.
Oh my God. Wow. I was beside myself. I was so embarrassed because he just kept getting louder and louder all night long, you guys. And I was just kind of like smiling, but I felt trapped. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we ordered desserts, and he's like, "That fried rice is great, but I can make it better." And I'm just like, oh my, I'm so lost. There's so many references here of like all of these Trump impressions nonstop throughout the date.
Okay.
And oh, and then the best one, you guys.
Oh, there's better. Wow.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Like, you know their dessert menu, they have like a huge chocolate cake or whatever?
Yeah, the Great Wall of Chocolate. Like, delicious.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
He's like, do you want to split the Great Wall of Chocolate? And I'm like, this is so bad. This is so bad. It was like almost on cue. And he's like, I can make a better wall. My wall is stronger than chocolate.
Okay. Oh God! All right,
Martin.
Like, are you an amateur comedian? Are you making money on your Trump impressions or?
Listen, I was just trying to be funny. I'm funny. I'm silly. I thought it would be kind of funny. I mean, all my friends think it's hilarious. I mean, did I offend you in some way, Carissa? Is it because you don't like Trump or something? I wasn't trying to offend you. I was really just trying to have some fun. I mean, maybe you just weren't getting the humor of the whole thing. All of my buddies and coworkers like my Trump. Think it's hilarious, you know?
Martin, I think we got to hear it.
Carissa's is pretty. Hers is pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
Mine's horrible. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, whatever Martin's is going to be, I like Carissa's impression of Martin's.
Tell us about the Great Wall of Chocolate.
I could definitely build a better wall. It's going to be huge. Huge.
You know what?
Oh my God.
It's not bad, right?
No.
I think I'm on Martin's side.
No. All right. I mean, no. I know. Okay. We are all having a lot of fun with this. Okay.
But now. It's hilarious.
Right.
Martin,
but bring
like,
it down, Kyle.
No. I feel bad. Because Martin, has no one else ever said anything to you about your Trump, like that maybe you shouldn't lay it on so thick? Or no one's ever given you any friendly criticism or constructive criticism?
No, it goes over pretty well.
Oh.
It goes over pretty well.
Oh man, okay.
Maybe I was doing it a lot because I was nervous, I don't think I was overdoing it really. I think she's exaggerating.
Okay.
No, Martin, you were getting really loud. You were getting louder and louder throughout the night.
Okay, you were getting a little embarrassed, and obviously maybe you just didn't think it was very funny, or it just didn't hit your ear right. You didn't have the right audience, Martin. That's
for
sure.
You guys to go out again. I think this is great because now you have common ground.
Well, is there any interest in going out again? I mean, Carissa, you don't seem all that impressed.
I'm honestly just not interested. I'm sorry. It was a big turnoff for me.
Okay. Martin?
Let me just say one thing. One thing, Carissa.
Martin.
This makes me sad. Very sad. I thought you were great. I thought you were the greatest. We got along so bigly. We had a tremendous time. We could have been huge.
Way to never give up, Martin.
I want to hang out with Martin.
Oh, this is...
Oh, man.
This made my day. I'm sorry wasn't as funny to you. But, hey, Martin, you wanted to know. Now you know. Carissa doesn't like your Trump.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Both of you just keep being you.
Yeah. I like both of you, actually.
You'll find
different audiences. I do. All right. You guys, good luck to you both. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.